Nolte, NBC News hires misinformation specialist Stephen Hayes. By John Nolte on February 2, 2022. After single-handedly destroying the Weekly Standard and warmongering America into one failed military adventure after another, far-left NBC News has allowed misinformation specialist Stephen Hayes to fail upward. Boy, Democrats sure got it good. The guy who was wrong about everything. The guy who told us Saddam Hussein was working with Al-Qaeda, one of the primary reasons for the Iraq War. The oh-so-astute political analyst who with great certainty repeatedly assured us Donald Trump had no chance in 2016. The oh-so-astute analyst who made a serial fool of himself spewing absurdities to pretend Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, was the frontrunner in the 2016 Republican presidential primary. Rubio lost his home state. The guy who spent years hoaxing the public with wild-eyed misinformation about then-President Trump conspiring with Russia to steal the 2016 election. The guy publishing misinformation in the form of fake fact checks. This same guy has now been allowed to fail upwards at far-left NBC. This is just more proof that the key to success in the corporate media has nothing to do with accuracy or ratings. You see, Stephen Hayes is failing upwards because he spreads the correct misinformation. And at this specific time, he is the exact right kind of misinformation spreader. A warmonger when the Biden White House and its corporate media lackeys are eager to go to war for Ukraine. Why? Is there a national interest in Ukraine? No. Is Ukraine part of NATO? No. This is all about feeding the war machine. The war machine needs a reason to be, and there is no better reason than liberating the oppressed. But, of course, we never liberate the oppressed. We just kill a bunch of them and then abandon the rest. But the 10 or 20 years it takes to do that feeds the war machine. Hayes is a shameless propagandist for the war machine. He hates Trump. He says what the corporate demand he say. He believes what the corporate media demand he believe. He's a good dog, and regardless of accuracy or ratings, a good dog will always be allowed to fail upwards. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.